Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, my beautiful people. Unfortunately, I cannot be with you live today because we are at an event where there is no room for me to access the computer. But I wanted to come on, tell you how much I love you, remind you to please join me this Thursday for the Soul and AI webinar. It's some really mind-boggling information that is going to affect your lives, all of our lives. So I hope you'll join me on Thursday. And I know that those of you that are doing the Focus, Fun, and Fruition program are getting a lot of insights. I love you all. Stephen has picked out one of our better programs to replay for you, and I will see you next week.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. OMG. I need your help today. Yep, the channel said wait and do it with everybody on the show. So here's my life and just some of it in the last week. Both my flights coming back from Virginia were canceled. They've lost my bags. It's been 6 days now. Nobody has a clue where they are anywhere in the world. I went to Nadia's birthday party yesterday. It was today. We came down to Orange County for birthday and anniversary celebrations for Lanny's family, and he forgot to pack the bags. Okay, this is not how my life goes. My life is always in flow and just easy and joyful. And we're going to get to the bottom of energetically what's behind all this. Now, I have part of the puzzle here. And this will be a good example to you of how your health affects what you're creating in your life. So, you know, ever since Cujo, I've had adrenal fatigue. So, in London, the channel said, my adrenals blew, which I knew because I couldn't get any sleep because of the jet lag and blah, blah, blah. So, when your adrenals blow, everything... A molehill becomes a mountain, okay? And everything's harder. It's really challenging to stay happy and stay positive, which then creates you focusing more on what you don't want and how, quote, how hard everything is, unquote. And it feels mental and emotional. It's actually physical. But that takes your focus where you don't want, which creates more things out of flow. That's part of it. So I'm asking everybody to come together now and say, we absolutely know the highest, and the highest understanding and knowledge around what all this is, because it's happening everywhere. I have done so many privates around, oh my God, Dee, what's going on? Okay, so we're all joining together to bring in the highest information. Sheets, book. Okay, I'm going to the first caller, I guess, which I have no name for. Donna, hi. Donna,
hi.
Hi, baby. Give me a song.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Any song
I don't
that pops
know.
In.
I don't remember any.
Okay, don't say that. Just say, a song is given to me easily.
A song is given to me easily.
Just let it pop in.
I'm not feeling too well this morning. That's probably why.
No, see, you're doing exactly what they're talking about. You are
uh-huh.
allowing yourself to limit yourself by your physical
Lionel Richie all night long.
Okay. All right. Now, you see, once you gave up and you didn't use your excuse anymore, right? Then you
yep.
got the information. Okay, so all night long? God,
right.
I don't remember what the words are. All night long, I can hear it. Well, they're saying all we need is the title. Whoa, and it goes to my big yes. Okay, so that's part of the information. Everybody help me remember that because I'm in the channel. All night long. Okay. So now what's your question that you called in for?
I wanted to know about my love life, if you're channeling any information, if I'm going to meet someone. It's been a while, and yeah, I'm all
okay,
by
when
myself.
I say, Donna, when I say you want to meet somebody, I get a no. So a part of you that is in combat with the part of you that wants a relationship. So was your last relationship a disaster?
No, but he passed 15 years ago. We traveled the world together. He was very kind.
Okay.
Yeah, very.
You okay. You don't want to create, there's two things. You don't want to create somebody to take his place, and you don't want to run the risk of losing somebody else that you really love. You've got to get those things into alignment within you.
Mm-hmm.
So you will be honoring him to bring in someone else who is loving and compassionate that you can spend the rest of. He's been wanting you to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
What?
Now, this is part of what we're going to with me also. So, all night long, I've been, which means a repeating pattern, right? I have been holding off my good. Yeah, see, this is the other thing I've been working with all week. And now that it's here, I'm going, oh, my God, can I handle it? Can I keep up? Can I do all this? Which, again, affects my adrenals, which makes me focus on what I don't want. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's another part of the puzzle, but you don't have it. But you got your answer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You just look out into the universe and go, come on, baby. I'm ready for you. It's been a long time, you know, and we're going to have a long time together, a long, beautiful time together, and that's what we're going to focus on.
Okay.
I mean, you know, when you love somebody and you lose them, subconsciously, you don't want that to happen to you again because it's painful to lose people you love. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. You got your answer? Yes.
Yep.
You're welcome. Thanks for helping me. Okay. Sorry, the internet's slow. I'm out of town again. Phyllis.
Oh, hey, Dee. My question was...
Get close to your phone because you're going in and out.
Sorry, I had it on speaker. My question has to do with getting clarity on, how do I say it? I feel like these huge veils have just been dropping away where I have this conscious awareness of just how much the inner child has been running me. We say that, you know, I'm the balance of masculine, feminine, and child energy. And we know about inner child work, but I just reached this level of consciousness where, oh, okay.
The little child, let me tell you,
yeah.
If you're hitting any blocks in your life, it's your little child. If your adult self is going, I want this, and I freaking know I want this, and you still keep hitting walls, I guarantee you it's your little child trying to keep you safe. So where are you hitting the wall, Phyllis? Where are you hitting the wall?
Probably just, you know, being seen, putting my work out there, that sort of thing.
Okay, so what was your little child taught about putting herself out there in her power?
Oh, about safety, not safe.
Okay. So, for as long as I've worked with you, my beautiful person that I love, it's been about you believing that power is making things and forcing things to happen. And you've come up against a lot of powerful people who have pushed back or manipulated you, especially in your service career. That's true,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what you're going to create as long as your little child says, oh, it's not safe to be really powerful and great. It's not safe. So I'm going to attract a lot of people that are going to help hold you down. But it's over, Phyllis. It's done.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that.
Yeah, they're saying it's done, but you've got to acknowledge that it's done.
Okay, so instead of thinking, oh, there must be something more I need to work on.
Yes.
There must be something more.
Yes. Say, thank you. It's done, and I'm celebrating my life, and I'm powerful, and everybody supports me in that.
Okay. That's a great thought.
Yeah, but you, I can hear in your voice, okay, see, you want to hold on to, oh, there still should be more shit to fix. Guys, if we keep believing there's more shit to fix, there has to be more shit to fix. You got to start saying, I'm there. I'm complete. I'm happy. See, I forgot that this week. I forgot to do that. And that's what adrenal fatigue, and I know the signs. I know the signs so well. I've been dealing with adrenal fatigue, what now, 30 years since Cujo?
Wow.
When my adrenals are in, the world looks different to me. And I know this. But I have been holding them in for so long that I went to it's the world happening instead of, wow, go back to yourself, Dee. What are you creating? I want you guys to hear me. We are creating the consciousness slash God slash energy. It is not creating us. So if our lives are not showing up the way we want them to, it is because of something within us that needs to be brought into alignment. Even losing your bags. So let's see, what does losing your bags stand for?
Baggage.
Yes. Lost baggage. Well, and it's a good thing to lose a lot of our baggage.
I'm also getting that, I'm going to do tough love with you, because you tell that story all the time about Cujo, my adrenals blew out Cujo.
Yep. Go on.
That was a long time ago.
It is a long time ago, and the fact is that my adrenals, if I'm not on the right supplements, blow out, Phyllis. It's like if all you ate was ice cream and cake and sodas, your blood sugar would probably go up and you would probably put on weight. I mean, we are physical beings, and my adrenals go out because of my focus on the life is hard and I have to struggle, which is very much what my little girl was taught and what everybody modeled in front of me. So as long as that belief is in place, then I've got to be in fight or flight. And when you're in fight or flight, your adrenals crash. So I want you to see how all of it is connected together. All of it goes back to as you believe it is delivered to you.
London. Did you say something about overwhelm? Okay.
Huh? Well, yeah, you feel overwhelmed.
I wanted to say that you said that I ran to my notes in a or you talking about what was going on. You mentioned overwhelm, and you had said, I think, a couple months ago to me, literally, it's a belief that when we start getting what we want, we have to be overwhelmed because it makes it more important.
Yep, and I'm right there with you working through it. That's probably my biggest thing that's left. So now, I have been such an amazing creator. I wrote out my itinerary for the next 2 months. I am shooting or doing a convention or speaking. I'm the keynote speaker at Chiron. I'm really excited about that. Every single weekend for the next 2 months. Now, the little girl in me goes, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, it's too much. My adrenals are moved. Okay? The adult D keeps reprogramming and saying, okay, you're living in the moment. You're creating all these wonderful opportunities that you want. Now you have to accept them happily and joyfully and be in the moment. In each moment, so that, well, you don't want to say it in the negative, but it creates flow. Doesn't create overwhelm. It creates flow and ease.
Right.
So me falling out of that has created a lot of lack of flow and ease in my life. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. You got your answer. Are you clear?
Yeah, I'm clear.
Okay.
Crystal clear.
Yeah, and you helped me get a lot more crystal clear, too. Thank you.
Crystal. I hate to quote Jack Nicholson. Are you clear? Crystal.
Yeah. I can see him, too. I can see him in that scene. Yeah. Thanks, Phyllis.
Okay, all right.
Great to hear from you. Miss Jereen. What's
yes.
that?
Yes. Oh, for my husband, Michael. I was wondering, can I cancel the appointments to, like, we have a Dr. Mezer and Dr. Lang as the, Dr. Kyle Schmidt, is that the correct surgeon for my husband's carpal tunnel and the ulnar nerve surgery? And he's also got appointments to, like, the Marie, the PT. Does,
what do you
he
mean?
Still needs to go there.
Can you cancel?
Well, yeah, just is the correct surgeon, is it Dr. Kyle Schmidt? I just made these other appointments just in case.
Okay, but you see,
what?
That is saying to the universe, I don't know. And the universe is going, well, if you don't know, I can't know. Because I'm taking my cue off of you.
Okay.
So, the highest question is this surgeon a good match for a really successful outcome of the surgery? I get a yes. But then, you guys have to know that.
Yes.
You have to direct that.
Okay.
Otherwise, you go into the surgery going, oh my God, is this going to be okay? I just worked with somebody around their surgery, and it was like easy and joyful, and it came out great. But you've got to go in with your knowing about that. Okay? There's nothing else. Okay.
Okay. Can you answer, though? My hands also hurt. With the the hand therapist, that probably helped for me to go. If I know it'll help. I'm just wondering how come my hands are hurting. What's the energy behind that?
Honestly, the first thing that came in is you are commiserating with him. It's like a husband whose wife gets pregnant and he starts having morning sickness. Have you heard of that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Actually pretty common.
Okay.
That's what the channel's saying you're doing.
Okay. So how do I stop that? Stop commiserating. Direct that.
Well, yeah, that's his thing.
Okay.
Your thing is to stay healthy and vital and reaching and grabbing everything you want.
Awesome.
I know... When I was married to one of my husbands, I was very focused on the fact that he wasn't working. And he wasn't working. And he wasn't working. And guess who stopped working? Me. Because I was focused on him not working. And that's where all my focus went. You understand?
Yep. Get it.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's, let me get you off here. The internet's pretty slow here. Oh, Dumari. Hi, baby. So nice to hear from you. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm better. I'm better now that I'm with you guys and getting answers.
Good, good. Well, I am just so happy that I reconnected with you after so many years. I just found my notes from Creation Station from 10 years ago.
Wow.
I know.
Well,
and
we've
I'm
come
loving
a long
Jennifer
way
McLean's
since
program
then,
with you.
We've come a long
yes.
way since then. Yeah.
Yes. And I have been immersed in your program with Jennifer McLean. And it's like really coming back home.
Ah, thank you. So, it's a great program, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. Truly is shifting. I've been shifting limiting beliefs, fears. It's
yeah.
like my bright light is shining more and more brightly. It's just amazing.
We worked on that program for 6 months. So, yeah, guys, from whomever you're receiving the information from, it's a program so worthwhile for the money. So worthwhile. All right.
Only the program, but the bonuses, too. They're just amazing compliments to the program.
Lots of bonuses. Yep. It's a great program.
Yes.
You know me, I always give more. I always give more. So what can I answer for you, babe?
Yes. So it has to do with the area of money flow.
Yep.
And a big opportunity opened up for me about 4 months ago, and I have been working on that and really pouring my love and my joy into it. And I'm getting hundreds and hundreds of people in my workshops, and they're loving it. And they're all free workshops and highly value. And then when I made my paid offer, the numbers that I was expecting for people to join my paid program, which is also amazing and a great deal, were a lot lower than I was expecting. And I have been doing a lot of this work. And I'm wondering, is there anything else for me to align?
Yeah, Dumari, right before you explained anything, the channel said it's not really about money. It's about your belief in struggle. So here we're going back to my stuff again.
Mm-hmm.
If we have a belief in struggle, we have to set it up somewhere in our experience. And one of the biggest ways you struggle, one of the biggest ways that we weigh, our ease in life is money.
Yeah.
So what did your, I'm going to your dad, teach you or model to you about how hard he had to work for his money?
Oh, I thought it was my mom.
Oh, they're taking me to your dad.
Dad.
Just when you were a little girl, what did you witness him doing to make his money?
Well, he was working all the time.
Well, stop right there. Stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when you're offering a program that is an upsell, which is a standard, integritous way to do business, you're not working hard for your money, are you? But your little girl believes that you have to be out there really working hard, and this is part of coming back to the thing I brought you all at the beginning of the show about me. Every weekend for the next 2 months in my life is booked out. Now, all those weekends are making money for me.
Mm-hmm.
And my teaching was that even when you struggle hard, you don't make enough money. That's what I watched both my mom and dad do in my early life. So I have more work to do with my little girl so that I don't feel like I'm in fight or flight. When I say you're in fight or flight, I get a no. But there's a definite belief, money equals working hard.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep reminding me of the phrase, work smarter, not harder.
Okay.
So be willing to joyously receive all the money from this great program that you have created. You spent time creating it. You put your love and energy into it. You know, and I get my big yes here, you know that this program serves a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to pull in the people who are willing, ready, willing, and able to exchange money for the great energy shift that you are providing.
Okay.
Got it?
I got it.
What is your program about, Jamari?
So it's really about applying this work of we are the creators of our lives into our love life.
Oh, into the love life. Oh, I don't know who would be interested in that. Okay. And where can people find you?
So I have my business is the School of Lasting Love in meetup.com. And I have over 30 groups in all over the country and Canada.
School of Lasting Love.
Yeah.
Say it
the
again.
School of Lasting. So it's the School of Lasting Love in meetup.com.
In meetup.com. So they would go
correct.
To meetup.com and then go
yes.
to the School of Lasting Love.
Search for
correct?
The School of Lasting Love.
Okay.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Well, I'm sure there are people on this call and who will listen to it afterwards that's really interested in that.
Awesome.
So,
yay. Thank
so
you.
Thank you for
yes.
sharing, darling. Love you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Bye, Dee. See you soon.
I hope so. All right. We are going to Kate in New Mexico. Hi, baby. You're on.
Hi. I had a great song, speaking of money, with the first caller, and it popped in my head.
Yeah,
I'm
give
in
it
the
to
money.
Me.
I'm
yeah.
in the money. Da 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 da.
Yep. There is absolutely nothing negative about that song. That's a celebration song.
Yeah, and I was kind of dancing around.
Yeah, and that's a good song for me to be singing.
Oh, great.
Because I'm making money through my acting, especially.
Mm-hmm.
Really great things. Coming to me, creating a lot of TV now. I think I shared with you that I realized I wasn't attracting TV. And then I sat down like I tell all of you to do, and I wrote out all my beliefs that I had created around TV. And I went, well, hell, why would I even want to do TV if I believe all this stuff about TV? So I consciously started turning those around. It took me a month and a half. I got 3 TV offers.
Wow.
Well, it's easy, but you got to do it, guys. You got to stay conscious. All right. So, Kate, you and I are in the money, baby. What's your question?
My question was, I really liked, based on the quiz that you sent out with Jennifer
yeah.
McLean, and I got level 3. I got the Great Manifestor. And it was very helpful to read the statements of the top
Thank you.
Power manifestor. So I'm like, oh, that kind of gave me a pathway. So my question is, what's the most important thing to focus on or change to get up to that top level?
Okay, so what do you need to be in alignment to be a magnificent manifestor? Okay?
Yes.
That's the highest question? Yes. Sheets, book, well, interestingly enough, it's the song you already gave me. Okay. So, this is the way it works again, guys. You can't see money outside of yourself. The light of you is where the money is created. I am They're changing the words to the song. I am the money.
Oh.
Yeah, you got that, didn't you?
That's
yep.
Great.
You bet it is. I really got that on a whole different level. That's awesome. Because when we look at creating something, we look at it outside of ourselves coming toward us, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's, you want to go within and use the light of you to create everything you want. Remember that Christ said, and I'm not getting religious here, I am the way, the truth, the light, and the life. So in the I Am Discourses, it says, whatever you say after I am is what you create. It's a direction to your energy. So Christ was coming forward telling us what to claim for ourselves. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the light that creates. You got it?
Woohoo!
Yeah, woohoo. I love that. I am the money. I'm going to start singing that. Thanks for that, Kate. That's great.
Thank you for being
I love it.
All right.
Yep. Bye-bye. All righty, Miss Kelly in Texas, you're on.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. This is my first time calling in.
Well, welcome.
I'm happy
we
to be here.
Virgins. We love virgins.
Thank
Kelly.
You. Well, let me say, I fell in love with you at age 6. When I watched you on ET, and I just,
yep.
I had no idea this is what you offer to the world now, and I'm glad I found you. Thank you.
You are welcome, my darling. And isn't that really what ET's about? That movie is really everything I teach, guys. You know, he kept his heart open. He stayed in love. He knew what he wanted. He wanted to get home. He committed himself to getting home. He allowed the universe of the kids to help him, and he got home. So it's by no mistake that the universe brought me into that film. So what's your question, Miss Kelly?
Well, no mistake that I'm calling. You know, I tried last weekend. I didn't get through to you, but this, your opening of what you're talking about, what you're going through with adrenal fatigue, I have dealt with adrenal fatigue, chronic pain, and chronic fatigue syndrome for over 20 years.
Okay.
And I want to know
all right.
where is it coming from?
These are the first words they gave me. Stop running away from yourself. You are literally in fight or flight from your own power. So what were you talking
wow.
about power, Kelly?
Oh, I don't have any.
You don't have any, and they're saying, God forbid a woman is powerful. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, and so, no offense, but you live in Texas where... Yeah, well, I just want you to see how everything dovetails into everything else, okay? So, wow, I'm going to your dad big time. How did your dad, please forgive me if I'm getting too personal here. You can always agree not to go there. How did your dad mistreat you as a female? Female is the highest word.
Oh, well, let's see. I think he would make comments, you know, about my weight or my appearance pretty often.
Uh-huh. Okay. When that happens to us when we're young, no matter which sex we are, we lose confidence in ourselves, and we start judging ourselves. And that's the core of the question that you're asking. Right now, you are subconsciously or consciously, both, judging yourself just like your dad did. So do you want to keep doing to yourself what your dad did, or do you want to start accepting yourself and empowering yourself? And then, on a more physical note, find a doctor, and there aren't a lot of regular doctors that know anything about adrenal fatigue. So I'm lucky. I have one. I have the guru. He's a internist, a licensed internist, but he also practices homeopathy and all of, you know, natural medicine also, because he's a Sikh. So you may have to find a naturopath or some chiropractors know a lot about adrenal fatigue, but definitely you're in adrenal fatigue, which is going to affect your body and how it feels, and take your focus back on self-judgment and what's not working instead of what's working. You got it?
Yeah, absolutely, because I felt like, you know, my body, what is happening to me with my fatigue is definitely running my life. It's running the show.
Yes,
I am not the creator, I'm the reactor.
But
say that
you
again.
You are in charge of the perspective to change that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? It all comes from us, guys. And I know a lot of people don't want to accept that responsibility, but when you do, you're free and your life starts changing. You can do this, Kelly. You're smart. They're saying this is going to be easy for you, and you've got to just be really conscious of how you're putting yourself down and going, bullshit, I'm not doing that anymore.
Nice.
Okay?
Okay.
And then find a doctor that can get your adrenals working for you again.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Yep. All right, Miss Gina in California, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, baby cakes.
Oh, my gosh, this is, I could relate to a lot of what you're saying. So I did have a song as well that came right in when you asked the first caller, which was Let's Get This Party Started. That's what I got.
Yeah. See, it all goes back to joy and love, joy and love, joy and love.
Because I'm working a lot more, and I've had thoughts similar to yours, like, how am I going to do all this? And then my nose starts acting up. So I have polyps coming up, like, pretty much every day. So I'd love to hear what the panel has to say about polyps. And then I have another question.
You know, the channel is saying we've gotten to it all. Everything that we've gotten to today is the energetic cause of your polyps. Now, I don't have my body book with me because I'm out of town, but please email me and I will look up polyps for you. But it really is all about joy and love, joy and love. And when we go into overwhelm and we go, oh, my God, how am I going to handle this? And we get locked in the struggle again. Joy and love goes out the table.
Yeah, so I've been in a long, I had Guillain-Barré 30 years ago, and I've been through a long healing process. But what I realized, to your point, is that when I was 51% focused on joy and love, even just 1% over half, my whole world shifted. Because when you're so sick, you focus on that, right? You can't help it. It's in front of you. It's always around you.
Well,
so
you can help it. You can help it. You just must. I mean, I sat here and talked to myself out loud. I said, Deanna Bowers, we're not doing this anymore. You know better than this. You know it all starts within you. So you got to get your focus back. I mean, I was like, a lot of times, guys, when you talk to yourself in third person, like your mother, you really wake up and get it. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not doing this anymore. Join love, join love, join love.
Join love, join love. Bring it back, bring it back. Okay, so my friend's daughter just got a diagnosis of transverse myelitis, which is like a central nervous system issue. Is there anything about that? Like
the highest word they're giving me is self-acceptance.
Yeah, okay, good. I knew it was more...
She's denying herself. She's got to accept herself.
Okay. That's really good.
Yep. All right, baby. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. I love you, Dee.
I love you, too. All right. Oh, my gosh. Brian, what's up, baby?
Hello. A couple of quick things. I, too, had a song that came to mind first thing, and that was Happy Together.
Well, there. So, you know what they're saying that represents is our little child and our adult self. That we're happy and integrated together. Working together. That makes so much sense. Yeah.
I like it.
Me too.
Cool. The other thing, I didn't really have a question when I first called in, but once it was answered, I realized what the question was, so I'm good there.
Okay.
The other thing I wanted to contribute, again, I want to thank you for that recording of the breathing exercises. It's really wonderful. Just wanted to say to the community, if you're not doing the breathing exercise, please go to Dee's site, download that. It's really a great way to start the day.
Oh, thank you, Brian. Yeah, I was happy with the way that came out. It's called Exercises for Directing Your Day. Great. I'm glad you're enjoying it, baby.
Definitely. And, you know, I want to say, too, I know some of the callers, you know, they said that they modified it to make it their own a little bit. And so I started doing that. And something came to me this morning that I thought would be a great tool to incorporate it in it. Once you give that direction during the breathing exercise, before you move on to the next one, I've really taken the time to really feel that love of each day.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't feel like love, I go back until it does.
Yeah. Just, I want to reiterate, guys, you're not doing this with any agenda.
Nope.
Your only intention is to feel love around what you want. Not to make it happen. It's very important that you don't go into it with it. Well, I'm going to do this freaking exercise that Dee has because I'm going to make stuff shift in my life. That's going to push it away.
Mm.
Just feel the love around what you're stating. Okay?
That's it.
Yep. Thank you, Brian. Thank you so
much. You're welcome. My pleasure. Talk to you
soon. Love you. Love hearing from you, baby. All right, I got time, I think, for one more. Miss Dorian Washington, you're on.
Oh, hey, Dee, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing better now.
I'm glad to hear that, so I hope you got what you needed today.
I did.
I'm wondering if this is one of the times where the universe has been conspiring for me, because it feels like I'm looking for this house and a place to live, and we keep trying and putting a lot of effort in, and we're doing, you know, the actions and taking it, but...
I want you to hear your words. We keep trying and putting a lot of effort in. What did I just say to Brian? Don't
see, I'm trying to go slow, too, but I meant that I'm not just sitting and waiting for it to fall in my lap. You know, I'm actually putting it in action. Yeah, I'm imagining it, but I'm also checking the listings. I'm not just sitting around and waiting for it to magically appear, is what I meant.
Well, and are you open to it magically appearing? When I say that, it goes to no. See? And you have to be open to the magic of the universe. My daughter's looking for a house right now. And I said, there's nothing in your way. all the possibilities. You just dip into all the possibilities. If somebody, you know, has to foreclose and it comes to you, great. If you're driving down the street and you happen to pass and you go, oh my God, let's go look at that house, great. You've got to be open to all the possibilities, not the trying and the effort. Now, trying and effort are different than, oh, let's just check out the listings and see what's out there. Let's have some fun. Maybe we want to go see some houses today. Can you feel the difference energetically in the difference of those words?
Yes.
Yes, but what?
I guess, well, just that I did that in the beginning, I guess, you know, it was more kind of fun because we had time. But now where we're at, we've been leasing, and the lease is up at the end of the month. And so it's been 6 months of us looking. And so it was towards the end, it's like, well, now we have to really find something because
okay,
there's just no time anymore to close.
And I get it, Dory. And when I say that you've said to the universe, wow, this house feels a lot like love, bring it to me now, it goes to no. So have you asked the universe to work with you?
Yes.
It goes right to no. Well, you think you have, but when I say you have, I mean literally make the universe your realtor.
Okay, I'll try that. I'll do that.
That's not saying you don't take the steps, but you take the steps from a place of knowing and love and joy. Okay, I just want you to know the channel's saying you can find this fabulous house within the next week, and it goes to my big yes.
I'm glad to hear that.
And it's really taken this long because the house that you want hasn't really been available till now.
Okay.
All right, can you move into that belief?
I definitely can.
Okay. All right. Let me know when you get your house next week. Okay.
Okay. I will. All right.
All right, guys, hold on. Is there anything else, any higher understanding or knowledge that I need about this week from hell that I've had and why I've created it? Is there anything else to know? No, we got to it all. Darn, what a community. Thank you. Thank you for helping me with this. And like everything, mine is yours. We got to a lot of great stuff. Please check out this amazing program, Awesome Magical Creation, that I have created with Jennifer McLean. Please check it out. It's phenomenal. And if you're going to be at Chiron, the big get-together in September, I'm going to be a keynote speaker there. I can't wait. All right, let's say it together. I love me. I love me. Woo! And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.